program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, this is John Ramos. I am so excited about these prophetic words being loosed, right?
Yes, very exciting. God has a lot to say, and he wants us to know his heart.
We're starting this year out, you know, no matter when you're joining us this particular year, understanding that, you know, God lays a foundation, and this is like breakthrough, open door, portals being opened up, revivals coming, just powerful words. So you want to catch them all over different programs. But this is Rich Vera, right? Rich Vera is talking about breast cancer being in, Alzheimer's being ended, and actually a financial breakthrough, right?
This is the year of healing.
Oh, my goodness. Check it out.
You told me that there was going to be a cure for breast cancer, and I just read an article that someone's just developed one.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, the Lord gave me a vision, and the Lord says, I'm going to judge the killer of the babies. And I didn't understand that, and I saw a woman feeding their child, and it symbolizes the production of life. And the Lord says, I'm about to bring, to open the eyes of those. And you know, God says, I'm about to open the eyes so life can once again be spoken loud through the bodies of women. And I saw something that was going to come out of a secondary result that was going to be like a discovery of something that will push back breast cancer on ladies. And as we saw today, 2 days ago, came an article saying exactly what we're saying, and you saw that on the back.
Well, what about things like feebleness and Alzheimer's and...
Well, a couple of years ago when I was here, I prophesied that, and you sent me some articles. And you know, and this is the most amazing thing. You know, what happened in Israel with President Trump proclaiming Jerusalem to be the eternal capital of the Jewish people, as Chuck says, it's a significant thing in the spirit world, because for him to be the man that spoke boldly to the nations of the world, he released a spirit that opened a portal for blessings to be released from Israel to the rest of the world. If you look on Psalms 122, it says, if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, the word to pray means more than just pray. It means if you do something about it. It's, the Bible says there will be great prosperity among those that love Israel. So when the president went, and I saw this in a vision, and proclaimed that on television, there was literally a portal that opened up, and it began to flush like a waterfall to America, and we are about to experience prosperity like we have never experienced before, because the Bible says when Jerusalem gets blessed, or when something happens concerning the peace of Jerusalem, prosperity is the result that follows Jerusalem.
So many people have heard this word, and the Lord showed me specifically in October prior to the elections that President Trump would be president, but he was shocked. When God showed me him, he was shocked that it happened.
Right.
But he was looking at me like, okay, we've done it. We got to do this thing now. But the Lord also showed me that this president that would guide it, whoever it was prior to that, not knowing, that it would that he'd be a friend of the church, be a friend of Israel. We're seeing that take place in big times. And then he showed me that judgment is going to come down on the evildoer, that the seed of evil is going to come down, the seed of the righteous is going to rise. And then he said, the moment judgment comes, but the second it comes, then provision is released for everyone. He showed me literally gold rain coming down. And so that's lining up what Rich is saying here, that you know, we're just seeing, you know, $3.5 trillion
trillion
being released. Well, actually, in tax cuts released to all of the Americans, you know, all of Americans, and they'll see it in their paycheck and the in February, which is 10 months after the prophecy that was given by Cindy Jacobs, and then also another $3.5 trillion being moved back in again, and just provisions coming everywhere. People are getting bonuses and raises. When Walmart employees are getting $11 an hour without any protest, without any organized stuff that's been going on, just because of the goodness of God, God's saying, I care about the worker at Walmart. I care about
that's
the employees.
Powerful.
They got a $1,000 bonus.
That's powerful.
And it's happening across. This is God doing this. This is not a government or a political party. This is God moving like this. And so moving Jerusalem, when that decision was made, of course, Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about that some time back with Church of His Presence, that once, you know, that we acknowledge Israel as the eternal capital, move the embassy to Jerusalem, that's going to release financial blessings on America. And he just made the announcement, and it began to happen really
soon. That's amazing. It's beautiful.
Yes.
That is beautiful.
Well, yeah, before we go to the next one, I want to say this. You know, you're watching this right now. We're just so thankful for you as part of our community. We love to hear from you. We love your comments. You know, if you'll take a moment, how does this encourage you? Because you may have been, you know, when financial provisions released like this, it means that you've been going through some deep times of financial struggle, and maybe it didn't make sense to you. But now you're seeing this provision, this gold ring. God deal with these things. Begin to talk back and forth to us in the community and what's going on. We'd love to hear from you. Just post your comments and let us know, you know, communicate with us, because we want to talk about specifically how does that impact you, you know, when provision. Maybe God's giving you a bonus. Maybe he's giving you a raise. Maybe you want to talk about that. And it's going to encourage all of us in our community about what's going on. It's exciting,
isn't
it? That's
powerful. Yeah. Wow. Well, the next one we're going to be hearing from is Chuck Pierce, and he's going to be talking about how God is going to judge the things that have kept us from advancing. You know, so many of us are trying to move into that place of breakthrough, but there are things and structures, even beyond your even knowledge, that has held you back. Well, there's good news. God is going to deal with those things that have been hindering your advance, and you're going to move forward in the things of God.
Chuck, you told me that there's another meaning for 18 from 2018. What is that other meaning?
Well, like what Rich was saying to us, this year is also about judging things that would stop us from advancing. Because you have to remember, in 8, you're moving through a gate. So with that, 18 biblically is linked with the judgment of a spirit of infirmity. So you need to know this. See, here's what you want to understand about 18. I liked what was just said. You have to have a wilderness face-off. Then you turn and you have a promise entry. So see, you're going to face off that wilderness linked with any infirmity that has tried to hold you. Now, infirmity just doesn't mean sickness. It means weakness. See, the enemy will try to make you weak so you can't get through the gate. And I am here to say this year there is a supernatural strength at the gate.
Well, there is a supernatural strength at the gate. I see that gate open. I want you to pray for an impartation of our studio audience and also our audience at home right now. For an impartation of the strength you've wanted. And it is physical, but it's not just physical. It's strength for everything to fulfill your destiny.
8. As linked with life, it's linked with energy. Now, let me address that and decree over us. Right now, in your cells, Holy Spirit is starting to energize your cells in a way they've not been energized before. You might have been weakened in the past, but I decree a new energizing spirit moving from your spirit, man, in through your soul. I say you're going to rise up and your soul is going to bless the Lord. I say all depression leave. All oppression leave. I say we're going to stand up in a new way. I decree right now every spirit of infirmity that tried to weaken us, to keep us from going through the gate, we say right now you are judged by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God has a people coming through the gates with new strength this year.
That is so awesome. And I, personally, you know, sharing you with my experience, it's been almost like, you know, I love God. I know what I need to do. But the energy wasn't there. That I was almost felt like I was just kind of throwing myself to the next foot. I mean, I kept moving forward, but it takes so much effort to be able, literally, I could just see myself almost like just dragging myself another foot and dragging yourself another foot.
It's physical.
It's literally physical, and it just feels like something pressing on you. But you know what you're going to do. But guess what? God's bringing judgment on that thing. The fact that you were moving forward, that you even consider moving forward, that you didn't quit, that you didn't give up. I'm telling you, God's rewarding that. So that fact, I mean, get ready. You're no longer going to have to feel like you just had to just throw yourself forward. There's going to be a wind behind you that's going to carry you in what's taking place right now. So I just speak that over you right now. I just say the wind of the Spirit come behind you. And I want to tell you right now, let us know about it. you know, comment about, share your comments with us. There are so many opportunities right here to be able to share your comments and let us know how that's impacting you. Have you been struggling with that and feeling like, you know, that things have been holding you back or making it more difficult for you to go? Well, judgment means God's putting things in their right order again. That's going to stop. Mm. That's going to stop in Jesus' name. So let us know about it. We'd love to hear about that and share in the community. And if you feel like you want to share something with somebody else in our community, you know, feel free to do that. We love just everybody talking back and forth. John?
This is so exciting because a lot of these words are about 2018 is about coming under God's alignment. And when we get back from this break, we're going to be hearing from Prophet Rich Vera as he talks about how God's going to deal with the spirit of infirmity. Listen, as God is aligning everything this year, he's going to deal with sickness, and the presence of Jesus is what brings healing. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube. Welcome back. If you've been missing any of our other programs, you've got to catch them. We're releasing these prophetic words that God has for us. And you want that, you know, if you receive the word of the prophet, you get the prophet's reward.
That's right. You need to be encouraged yourself. Yes. You need to be lined up with 2018 and what the word of the Lord is so that you can experience everything that God has for you this year.
So what's Rich Vera speaking about in regards to the spirit of infirmity?
Well, God's going to deal with it. You know, we're talking about that this year is the year of realignment, coming under God's order, God's judgment. Doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing. God's bringing structure in 2018. And one of the things, so many people have been bound with sicknesses and illnesses, and it's been hindering them from experiencing all that God has for them. But the great news is that God's going to deal once and for all with that spirit of infirmity. And it's, you know what? It's going to be his presence that handles it all.
Awesome.
You know, it's awesome, the harmony here. When I started my church Easter weekend, my mother was in the hospital. Doctor says she was dying. I went into a fast on the fifth day, 5 a.m. I wake up and Jesus was standing next to me on my bed. And I share this in my church on television. And the Lord says, I am the healer. That's all he said to me. And instantly I knew that my mother will be healed. Went to the hospital. I was there in 10 minutes. My mom happened to be awake. And I said, Mom, Jesus heals you. And she goes, what do you mean? I says, you're going to go home and be healed. 3 days later, she was back in Ohio healed. The presence of Jesus is a healing presence. And I want to declare and release over your life that you're coming into a season where the healing presence of Jesus is going to visit your life. And not only your body's going to be healed, but family members that are going through sickness. The Lord told me the spirit of diabetes is going to be judged in this season in the house of God. And I'm here to declare that the healing presence of Jesus Christ is going to come into your house, and you will have visitations from his presence, and miracles and healings will manifest this very moment and throughout the year in Jesus' name. And say a big amen to that.
Amen. I'm going to tell you something that you know, I heard a word from Kent Christmas, and the Lord said specifically through him, Kent Christmas, that he's been holding back signs and wonders, and he's been holding back these miracles and healings because the people that he did allow to have it, it became all about them, it became all about that, instead of all about him. And so what he's saying through Kent Christmas is that he's going to release everything, but you have to guard yourself not to be like Matthew chapter 7, when people thought what they were doing was who they are versus who they're doing it for, which is Jesus. So you want to abide with the Lord in the context of that. I want to encourage you right now. We want to share your comments with us. Let us know. And this, we love our community. Everything that you're saying and you're sharing, I mean, you know, we want to make sure it's a safe place for you, that you can just ask questions, and we want to be able to answer those questions. You can just share your comments with that. And we want to encourage anybody that, you know, when you're talking to each other in the community, be kind. You know, be kind and be polite. And think about if that's being said to you, how would you say it? Because sure. The truth is that you know, God sees us all. And so we don't want to be, you know, sharp with our comments and that type of thing. But listen, spirit of infirmity, it may have been holding you back. I think about one of our part of our community that she's, you know, she's in Denver. And you've been communicating with us and letting us know that infirmity has been pressing on you. But you're faithful. As a matter of fact, you know, Pastor Steve had talked to her many times, you know, in regards to that, and just saying, you know, this is what he's saying. This infirmity is going to go, but not only a physical infirmity, but emotional and spiritual. So I want you to talk about it. You know, share what you're going through, so we can pray with you and agree with you. That this word would come over you, and you would see not only in your personal life, but also in your family. You know, in your ministry. So just take a moment to share below in your comments about how this is impacting you. It's a very encouraging word.
Even as you're saying that, I'm just hearing even what God's saying. In his word, it says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
Yes.
And you have a testimony. God has touched you. And by releasing that in the comments, you're going to share that testimony. When that testimony is shared, there's an anointing for that same thing to happen in someone else's life. And that's part of the greatness of this community, is that God can continue to use it and do whatever he wants to do.
And there's another thing that we were understanding and know more and more, especially by Pastor John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, is you got to speak it out.
Mm.
If you don't speak it out, it just doesn't happen. But remember that we can say to the mountain, you can be moved. We can't think about the mountain moving. We can't take these words in and all of a sudden just say, it's just going to happen without me saying anything. Begin to speak it out. Get in agreement with it. Get in harmony. You are actually getting in harmony with heaven when you get in harmony with what God is saying. And share it. Right? Begin to speak it out right here in the community. We want to hear it. And we're fixing to go to a break. But John, what's up next?
Well, listen, when you get back from this break, we're going to hear from Prophet Chuck Pierce as he's talking about how there's new vision that's coming into the body of Christ. There's nothing like a new set of pair of glasses. You used to think you'd see well, but this new vision is going to help us to see more of what it is that God wants to do in this hour. Join us. We get right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture.
just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, this is an awesome program with these prophetic words being loose. I want to encourage you that lock in your faith with these words. Rich Vera has a word right here. John's going to begin to share it with us. But I want you to just connect your faith with that to say, you know, I claim that word. That's a word for me.
It's actually Chuck Pierce who's going to be talking to us about the new vision that's coming into the church in 2018.
Yes.
What Hank is saying is, notice she could only see right before. The Lord says this year there's new vision coming to the body of Christ. The Lord says they're going to be able to see into a different dimension over their states, over their cities, over their nations. You're going to be able to see because this year is about, this season is about Jesus, about God watching. He saw her. You're going to see and have vision. I loose new vision and I say vision will go out and we'll see further and beyond than we have ever seen before.
Vision is so important. You think about it, if you didn't have your natural vision, how impaired you would be. But so many people, you know, the enemy's coming and attack their ability to see spiritually. They don't even know why they're getting up, why they're gathering with their fellowship, you know, why they're reading their Bible again, why they're praying. They're just kind of caught in this place. You know, vision's coming back. I think about, you know, the scriptures say, without vision, people are without restraint, which means there was a day you used to be able to not do that stuff you're doing, but it seems you just keep doing it. It's because vision has been gone. And also, you know, without vision, people perish. The sense of just, it's just ending. And if somebody told you that it was all over, you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, when vision comes back, there's hope and there's people that want to run with it. Habakkuk 2:2-3 talks about a clear vision, writing it down so that people can run with it. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come to pass, just as God said. And there's nothing like a fresh wind, you know, of God's clarity coming over you again, which means, you know, the eagles are being released as God showed us, and they're beginning to give us that vision. The prophetic is being moved, which means it's also being enlightened in a new way where you can see, you know,
the atmosphere is changing.
Yes.
You know, Helen Keller said, what's worse than not having sight is to have eyes and have no vision.
Yes.
You know, God's given us the ability. He's touched us. Now we need to be able to see as he sees, and we need to be able to hear as he hears, but it comes with our hearts, again, realigning with the heart of God, coming into that alignment, that order.
And think about the original intent. You can see a lot of our different programs available to you from our original intent of the church, but God has original intent. It's all about relating and loving. Mm-hmm. You know, the reason why people want to join a fellowship of believers is because they feel Christ is there. They sense that he's there. That he loves you, and they feel love when they see that. But if it's religion and you're just like going through the motions and you're there because you told them you would be there, but you don't want to be there, then that actually shows up in what's going on. Well, his vision for the church is that he wants to spend that time with you. Think about what Jesus did. Jesus hung around literally people and spent time with them. And the people that were in the buildings didn't understand what Jesus was doing and didn't even know that this was God in the flesh. And it was just amazing that, you know, that they missed what God's intent was.
It wasn't establishing religion, it was establishing relationship.
Right. And so I want to encourage you. That's one thing that we do at Vine Fellowship Network is begin to walk that out. Maybe you want to sign up for a Vine seminar. You would do that through VFNKB.com. There's something so important about understanding the times and the season. Like Issachar, they understood the times and the seasons and what to do in those times and seasons. Because some people, they know it's a time and a season, but they don't know what to do in the time and the season. And you got to put those things together. Issachar knew not only what the seasons and the times were, but they also knew what to do in those times and the seasons. I'm telling you right now, one of the things that God's wanting is he wants his church back. He wants intimacy again. He wants to be able to share with you his secrets. He wants you to abide with him. And we got a free abiding plan for you. It's very simple. Just go to iabide.org. You can see it right here. iabide.org and request that simple abiding plan today. It's people are signing up for all around the world. And guess what? The Lord is talking to them. That's what he wants to do. That's what he talked about in Proverbs chapter 1. He says, I want to reveal my secrets to you. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship. God wants to be with you. He died for you. When we think about it, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this next word is going to be released is by Rich Vera. And he talks about how in 2018, the word is 2018, is about coming out of the end of bondage, but also two things, going into this new life and the beginning of total wholeness with your marriage, finances, everything's going to be beautiful. Watch this.
I was looking it up. 18 stands for bondage, judgment, but also in the Hebrew, it's a mix of two different words, and it's life, a new life. And I said, Lord, how did this go together? Judgment, you know, bondage and life is the end of the cycle of bondage. And it's the beginning of the cycle of life. What kind of life? The life of God in your body and in your life. And in 2018 is the year that we must claim total wholeness in every area of our lives. And let me tell you something, not only healing in your physical body, healing in your marriages, healing in your finances, healing in your children's relationships. God is opening a portal from heaven that is going to release rivers of healing that come from the presence of God. And you are going to see that in the next few months, there are going to be miracles that the doctors are going to be amazed. While you sleep, the hand of the Lord is going to work in your body. There are angels that are being released to family members, to parents that are confined in on wheelchairs with cancer, with arthritis. And I declare that the angels of God, even right now, they're being released to your homes, to your families. And this is the season of deliverance and freedom. The bondage that has captivated you for long shall be no more in 2018 in Jesus' name.
Shall be no more in 2018. I know we're coming to a close, but I want to tell you right now, one particular quick story. My wife, she had fallen in a restaurant. She'd hurt her hip. It literally is a lot of pain involved in it, and she just prayed about it, and we prayed for healing. In the middle of the night, it was like an angel came in and put his hand on her back and literally pushed her and just snapped it all back into place. It was a powerful thing. Angels are coming to bring healing, the will of God here on earth, and I want to encourage you to be a part of it. If you want to, if it happens to you, share your testimony. We want to hear about it. We'll share a comment below. So we want to, it's exciting to hear what's happening in your life. We love you. We love our community. We want to pray for you right now. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that's watching right now. We thank you, God, for our community. We pray a blessing over them and encourage them, inspire them, give them hope, God. Cut off all the things that are causing them to hurt. All the things that are hurting their ears and hurting their spirits, Lord, they would hear the good report of the Lord, God. And we just pray right now, God, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.